Kiddushin by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Tezan Iyar Hitoshim Mem Hei May 6, 1985 on Monday continued.
But if you say pute, so pute in nagre, we put in nagre, shtikon in shifu, you come in, mosik nil se goma, or yushish, or yushamat, so what has it to do with dushi? That has to do with king and omor drio. But we learn out dushi from omor drio. So just as omor drio, the king and his beginner, so the Bagdushin, the king is also beginner. Udushisha, Udushamai, we are more real after it. El Pachino Gimore, the Rishavkila Sukhalimus. So Gimore is asking certain kashes before the Gimore was able, before Rabshin the Lokish was able to explain fully his Pshat in Rishavkila. By Omevrio, Kufe, how do you know that the Omevrio is nicknames only beginner? Maybe, Eichel Yerlatine, Tigorat Prute, Eichel Yerlatine, Loitigorat Hal. And then there is no joy. But maybe an Omevrio can be nicknames before, but when an Omevrio is nicknamed the Pote, so then there is no joy, the Cheres. So Gemara says, no, Lois al-Gadai, doing the Yud, my Yud, I forgot the boy of the Yai, the boy of the Yai, call Eichad, we want to Yai, we have his Venus in it, we have his Venus in it. In other words, so, in a view of Rashoi, we may call the craving, she has swallowed Shasole. In other words, let's say, suppose the Odin, the father, wants to sell the daughter to a brother of the Omo of Rio, of the daughter. To his son, he wants to sell. He cannot. Because will the brother be able to marry her? No, he's an elbow. So Mela seems Yud could not take place, so Mela he couldn't sell it. So here too, he Yochaname Kolechad Limotzen Mikriya Lihabes Vines Vine. So since in the case where the Kinya is by one Pute, so then he couldn't visualize the Mitzias of Gehoi, of joy, some melee, she couldn't be nicknamed with the Pote. So, Kolecha Motz Mikol Abzvin is Vine. So, by Omo of Rio, so we have to say that she couldn't be nicknamed with the Pote. But only with the dinner, some melee, Dushi, Shalim, Bishamai, Nakhtel Omo of Rio. Mama of Rio, be put away nicknamed, Afisha, be put away Midish. Midish, not the Rashi. לא יצאו כדאי תוך שנכתב לדובו שאין בגרוע, מאחר שנכתב גרוע כאן. דום ידיעו, כיחד אומר ומנגיל שנכתב הנה, אשר לא יעודו, ולומדנו שרשו יעודנו יעד עלי בסייך. בסייך שני עמוס, in the course of the years of the shifus of her servitude, ותהיה מקודש ישראל, אם יהיה מלוא הרי את מיועד אצלי, במאה שיש לי עלייך, ואימצורך כסף אחר, ויאמר לקמון, אינו ביו רשוי למייחו לקרבים שאסור להם משומר בו, לפי שאני מקיים בו אשר לא יעודו, וגירו ענמי קיור, מה יהיו? וקדושי שעודת במסכוניות בשלוקש. מסכוני דמות זה בשלוקש, וכמו סקנאי מרקיימת ושמה התייחס. So the more as the kashe. So now you have a raya that the king and Omo Ivriya could not be with the body. But how do you know that the minimum is the dinner? Maybe the ene taugen dinner, the ene shtei potes. King da fikte mi pote. Oik me adina. Oik me adina. Alright. Rovoma. Haine taime. Die Bishama ist in den Israel Hefter. Die Hefter liegt es mit der Muet. Und mit der Rabbonen, und die Kammer Bishama, darf Kino Rabbonen mit Duschen abrüsten. So, there are a number of explanations in Bishama. Rab Zeire, and Rab Yeser, and Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Rav. Now according to all the mandomas except Rav, so Bishamai's requirement of Medina is in the Ransi. According to Rav, Bishamai's requirement of Medina is in the Rabbon. How could the Rabbonon say if the Ransi she could be Mekudeshes with the Prute? How could the Chachomin say she's not Mekudeshes? The answer is because Apkin Rabbonon Lidushne. Alright. Why were the Chachom Makia? Kidei shall you place Yisroel Gehem. Now, in this Suge about Yeroin and Medivri and Omer Vrio, so we once discussed it already. So, there are three shifts to shame in respect to Yeroin. Now, Yeroin is based upon the kesef with which he was nicknamed. So the question is this, which kesef? No, and Omer Vrio is nicknamed the kesef, and as the Mishnah says, that Yudalet Omer Beis, Mishnah says, Eved Divri, Nikne b'kesef from b'shtar b'kinatim b'shonim b'v'yevim b'v'odim kesef b'seira olo omo v'riyo shekines asmi b'simonim. But as far as being nikne, so is the same as a delivery b'kesef from b'shtar. So an omo v'riyo can be nikne not only b'kesef, can be nikne b'shtar. The question is this, this giroi is based only on the Kesefkinye, or it is based not on the Kesefkinye but on the Kesef Domi. Let's say, suppose the Odin sells the Omo Vrio, not Odin, I'm sorry, father, sells the Omo Vrio to the Odin for 600 Jews. For 600 Jews. So then, the kinyan can be for the 600 Jews. But if he wants, he can execute the shtar, and the kinyan can take effect for shtar. But the Odin pays the father 600 Jews as purchase money. So then, will there be geroi? Will there be geroi or not? So on that point, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. Rashi shita is that geroi in kesef with which and the divrei and the vrio is yitzel the chayrus has to be based upon the kesef kinyan, not the kesef domi, the purchase price. And if, let's say, the kinyan was for shtar, even though there is kesef domi, so then the omer vrio, the divrei, is not yetzer b'domi. Where is the Rashi? The Rashi is The Rashi is Now turn to the Gemara about the Dalai Lama. Every deal in the case of right of the mission, we know on our home because of the say, Milame can meet the case, Ashkar the Bibri and the Kiri with Holy, or with John Mikasa, the Kali is all in all, that he is Nick the case, on our home, Hobdo, Milame, she may ask the gain of the Eitzah. Now the Rashi, it's a very important Rashi. We do exceed the need though, much more we hope though. Shafo'od in Isaiah b'pidenu. So how does that prove that he's nikne b'kesef? So that only proves that he's yeitzei b'doin. But how does that prove that he's nikne b'kesef? So Rashi is, alma b'kesef nikne. Dilo ikono b'domin my nikne. So, Rashi says, since the Torah says, Ebe Divri, Oromo Vriyo, in other words, Oromo Vriyo, so, that, she's Yetzes, Yetzes be Roin Kesev, so it's a riot that she's Nikki Kesev. Because if she would be assuming that she's not Nikki Kesev, she couldn't be Yetzes be Roin Kesev. So the Rashi bought, mentions in the name of Rabbi Tam. Now if you turn to the Fidushay Rashbo here and the Fidal and base, we won't discuss it. But that's in the year our Gemara. So the Rashbo as the Kashi, what kind of a riot is it? What kind of a riot? Maybe Enomo Vrio is not Nikhil Kese. But you say she's hated with all you Kese. So, maybe she's only nicknames Bishtar, not the Kesef. But how can she be Yetzis the Gehoi Kesef? So the Gehoi Kesef will be based upon the Kesef Domer. Let's say he paid the father of the Omor Vrio, he paid 600 Jews for 6 years. 100 Jews for every year. And the kinyan and the acquirer, the ordinary acquirer by executing Ishtar. But when she can be Yetzer Lechayos through the Oin Kesef. So what is Rashi is that the Oin Kesef that is made to Lechayos can only be based upon the Kesef kinyan. But if the kinyan took place through Ishtar, then there is no Yitzhiya L'cheos through the Oinkes. So that Ramatam Yisrael can be achieved. And Ramatam says that the Oinkes does not have to be based upon the Kesedomian, the Oinkes can be based upon the Kesedomian, even if the Kinyan was Fushta. Now, turn to the Chidushya Rashbo. Milamei, Shemigaras, Pidin of Yetza, Chidush Rashi, Banafidal, Pirish Rashi, Umidagras, Pidin of Yetza, Mistome Bikesef Kone, Vikele Neida, Vidilme Bistoe Kone, Vinosan Kesef Keras Domi, Umidomeo Idimagras Yetza. So what is Rashi to know? There cannot be Geroyen on the basis of the Kesef Domi. The Geroyen has to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan. And if the Kinyan is through Shtar, even though there is Kesef Domi, the Geroyen cannot be based upon the Kesef Domi. Mishmoch HaPirush HaMetam, Shechashem Shekin Atim Kesef, Kach Nikne Kesef. Kach Nikne Kesef. Anyway, so we have so far two sheets. One sheet in the sheet of Rashi, that the Geroyen Kesef is to be based upon Kisatunya, and they know Haname, if the Kiyan was for Shtar, there is no Yitzir Hills, and from Tamshit is that the Geroyin is based upon Kisatunya, not upon Kisatunya. But Ramatam is made it. Suppose there is no Kisatunya altogether. How is it possible no Kisatunya altogether? Suppose the Odin, suppose the father gave away the Omer of Zriya to the Odin, the Matonet. Why couldn't he give away the Matonet? And the Kinyan took place with Shtar. So there is neither Keset Kinyan nor Keset Dom. There is no Keset Kinyan because the Kinyan took place with Shtar. And there is no Keset Dom because she was given to him Bimatonet. So then Ramatam will be made that there is no joy. But this is read in Vishnu that in the Sukhya that Kopala obeys there, he says that even if the king is Pushta and it was Matone, so the Omogrio can still be Eitzelechewis in the oil. How will we determine the Kesedomi of? So we just have to find out how much does an Odin pay the father for an Omogrio. Indeed, the statistic is that an Odin would pay 600 Zuz for 6 years to the father, so then the Geroyen is based upon that amount of 600 Zuz. So we have 3 sheets. So that's the Prote. In other words, if the Aloha had been like Rav Yisai, the way Rav Yisai thought at first, and then Rav Yisai himself was first. But if the Aloha had been the way Rav Yisai thought at first, so then it would mean that the Shia Prote varies from place to place and from time to time. Let's say here in the United States, so what is Prote? Chutin is the smallest one, you know. So, currently, in every country, so you have the big coin and you have the small coin. I mean, throughout the ages, and in every country. So, in other words, you have the Chutin, you get it out of soil. So you have the pute, that's the smallest coin. And then you have the big coin, you have the seller, that was the big coin. Here in the United States, you also have, you have it in every country. And throughout the ages, it has been like that. So I don't believe that there is any exception. So you have the dollar, that's the big coin. And you have the penny, that's the smallest coin. So in other words, according to what Fabrizi thought at first, so that would mean that pute is golden. In other words, if the pute in one country, in one time, is more, so the sheer pute is more. If it's less, so it's less. So Rashi expresses it. Suppose in a certain place, in one generation, they lower the weight of the smallest coin, so then it's less. If they add to the weight of the smallest coin, so it's more. So Rabbeinu name our pute kodo. Omale abaye valokotone kamo y pute akushneyo be easily talki. So in other words, it has a fixed value. 1/8 of the value of an Italian Isa Italki. In other words, the Isa, the Magbeya that was current in Italy. Bismanatanoi. Vihitei Mehanu Bideri Shalmeish. Hanu Bideri Shalmeish. In other words, it's really not, the criterion is not Bismanatanoi, but I suppose the Zmanatanoi, it was the same as Mamator. In other words, when the Mishnah says, "Kamo yipote echad mishneinu b'nisaroi talki," so the Mishnah is describing the Yerush Almeish and the Zman of Mamator, and even though it says "Nisaroi talki," apparently it was the same is Mamator as in the Zman of Tanoi. He said, "Hanu v'dir shomeish, aber hoche, kidchash v'linche." Indeed, let's say in a certain place, so they add more to the weight of the smallest coin. So then, that's the pute. I mean, that's the pute. If they lower the weight of the smallest coin, so that's the pute. That's the pute. So that would mean, I mean, if we say like that, so it would mean that the value of pute would vary, let's say, between Mexico and America, and the United States. Because there, it's much less. Avroch echash minche, for keos rabdime oma, shia rapsimoye bideire, kamo yi pute, echot mishnile bisari tauke, so bideire, rapsimoye. That means it doesn't vary from place to place and from time to time. It has a fixed value. V'chiyose Rabbi Noma Rabbi Stoye v'Omar Rabbi Stoye v'Rabbi Yanai v'Rabbi Eishe Shia u'kama ha'v'pute echod mishisho v'yisar u'talki 1/6 of an Isa. Omar Rabbi Eishe Yehoche ha'in v'tiyone Say the Hashem, come and put it between Sloy, Yese Amalpai, more than 2,000. That's in respect to the Oshon that Meir the Hekdesh has to bring. If somebody is lending in a Hekdesh, the Shege, so he has to bring the call. So if he had Anoya of a Pute, very little Anoya, minimum Anoya, so he has to bring an Oshon because it's called. Two sloy. So the price in the Rav Kiani says Mishne zu Shnuya Yitzonen in the Kedesh Shemeli Alanoya Sprote. I mean, this is not the Mishne, but when Rashi says Mishne zu, he doesn't mean Mishne in the sense of Mishne, countless device. Mishne in the sense something that is learned. Mishne Shono Hachom. Shono Hachom. So that's interesting. The Torah says at the end of the Sefer of Vayikra, Tzedek Hashem, who is Chahed Naveo, Shatol Hashem Yitzor Kapoy, Deilo Kinzu. In other words, he was then a minimum Anoy, only a Pute, and because of that he has to spend Aminoshon over 1,000 Putes. Over 1,000 Putes. I mean, so that should teach us a lesson. I mean, how careful one has to be in not being Nirshon Averis. If he was Nirshon Averis, Bishege, in the Hanoi of the Pute, so he has to bring a calm that is worth over a pile. So he says, Yochanit Yonet Tzedek Hashem Kamo Prutes Bishin Shloim Yesem Alpayim Hashte Alpayim Leavu Yesem Alpayim Kolu. So be Shloim, if you say that Prute is not a fixed value, so then sometimes it can be more than 2,000. But if in other words, if the smallest coin in a certain place in a certain time happens to be very, very small, so then it will be 2,000, over 2,000. But if you say it has a fixed value, so melee it's always echot mishmeno b'isarim talki, so then it cannot be even two shloim cannot even reach 2,000. So how can the price in the skin say over 2,000? Omali Ahusobe, Anoti Yonori Korav Alpai. In other words, you are Gaila, you see that price, Yesam Alpai. I am Gaila, you see the Tereskian, not Yesam Alpai, but approximately 2,000. So in Hanane, it has put as a fixed value. And it's not even 2,000, so that's why it says Korav Alpai. Approximately 2,000. So, safe. Alfe v'chomish meyo u'protin v'shite u'dav. So, even if Yagiris call alpai, it still will be difficult. Because if you assume that it has a fixed value, echot mishmeyo v'sale talki, then it can only be so too slow. Will be only 1,536. So there is such a discrepancy. So how can you call it Korav Alpai? Korav Alpai. Now what's the cheshbon of 1,536? So Rashi mentions the cheshbon. Omalei Ahusobe Teyati B'Mishnezu Damot Yonalei B'Korav Alpai Yonalei. They are not in the way because of our pint in the way. Out of the Chomish Neu brought in Shitab, 1536. What a chesh, a very simple chesh. Sha'a sela dala dina. A sela has four dina. Ve'a dinech dala viso, kidu ikam. So that means that a sela has four times 24. Four times 24 is so. Now, so if you have a seller has one seller has four dinar, and each dinar has 24 he saw him, S24, he saw him. So some male in one cell will have 4 times 24. 4 times 20. 4 times 20 is 80. 4 times 4 is 16. 80 and 16 is 96. That's one cell. So 96. So two swollen is 2 times 96. 2 times 90 is 180. 2 times 6 is 12. So it's 192. So it's 192. So that means that two swollen have 192 Esau. And then the Esau Shin of this. And if you say that it's a fixed value, so an Esau has 8 putes, so now you have to multiply 192 by 8. So 108 times 200, so would be 1600. But you have to subtract 8 from 1600, you have to subtract 64. So it's 1600 minus 64. So 1600 minus 64 is 1536. So that's the Cheshbon. So there is quite a discrepancy between 2000 and 1536. So how can you call it Korev Alpine? So even if you are Geira is Korev Alpine, it's still difficult. Unless we say that Putin is not a fixed thing. Alright, so he says, Chasel Galadin Radinach Galisol, Kidoitamo, Bi Sashmina Putes, Leilom, Ninzu, Kufzad base Putes Divina, Vashmina Dinash, Kisloy, Mulin Goyakum Sain Putes, Kosashmino, Hariela, the top Kuf Lamed Go, 1536. So, Moyd the Teret, Kiven, the Napulumi Pauge, Kori, Laupaimkor. In other words, since it's more than half of the second thousand, it's over 1500, so he calls it approximately 2000. In other words, if it is less than 1500, we couldn't call it approximately 2000. But since it's more than 1500, so you can call it approximately 2000. Kim dinavke elef hasheni chetzie shleishi shisho korv alpainu. Alright. So the maskona of the Gemara is that the prote is a fixed value, has a fixed value. He doesn't vary according to the value of the prote that is current in a certain place, in a certain time. Alright. Gufe. Kiosra dimeoma, shir, epsimoy, dele, kamri prote, epsimoy, dele, talki. Kiosse Robi, Omash, your story of young Rabbeche, come and put there, and she should be said, Tau. Omla, Bayer, Rabdine, Mene, Akri, Robi, Rabdine, and Robi, Achiri, Kim, Achrik, and Kame, and Rabshin, and Gamlir. We looked at Antanoi, come and talk, the tank, put the Jom Rahomi, Echo, the train of So he put there is 1/8. Of Lisa Oitalk of the Italian Isa. Sheish moe kesed diner. There are 6 moe is in a diner. and they are four dealing in the check, right? But that's not discussed here. Sheish moye kesed dinar, moye shnei your name, pidyei shnei sorin, so it's mashma, that there is no machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel in respect to the issue of sheish moye kesed dinar, moye shnei pidyonim, pidyei shnei sorin, that's according to everybody. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not chilek on Tanekame in respect to that. Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilek on Tanekame in respect to both, but in respect to the relative value of moe, of dinah moe, pidyon and nisa, there is no machlok. That's according to everybody. So sheish moe kesed dinah. There are six moe in dinah. And then there are two pidyonim in moe. So how many pidyonim are there in a dinner? 12 pidyonim. Put in shnei yisorim. And then there are two yisorim in a pidyon. So how many yisorim are there in one dinner? 24. That's according to everybody. That there are 24 Yisorim in India. That's according to everybody. According to the Kamer, according to Shin Amir. Isa, now, he starts the controversial Shia. Isa, Shnei Musmisi. And Isa has two Musmisi. Matzme, Shnei Kutreki. So, and Isa has how many Kuntrekin? It has four Kuntrekin. Now, Kuntrek steht Kretes. So, Eliezer has eight Kretes. Snitz ist Kruto, er hat mich mir nicht so getaut. Das ist eine Kampf. Rav Shimon Gamliel mehr. You see that we have soil, bis man Kazao. You had many more different variety of coins. Much more than today, I mean, so many coins. Rav Shimon Gamliel in here, Shlish or Adrasim, Limoe, that each Moe has the value of the Adrasim, Shle Anatsim, Hadras. So, a Moe had six Anatsim. Shnei Shamnim Lehanetz. So Moe had 12 Shamnim. Now, and based Putesli Shamnim. So Moe had 24 Putes. Nimmt so gute Achas mit Shisha Bisa mit Haut. Da heilt er treffend. Na, let's see the right. Nimmt so gute Achas mit Shisha. So Nisa Echod mit Chobdal und Medina. That's a contemporary back. That a Nisa is Echod mit Chobdal und Medina. Kide a Kamer. Aber a gute es, der ist ma schon mal. Shadina Shesh Moe. The Dina is 6 moe. Ba moe gim adresi, harei mitres adresi, le dinner. Behei, shleishi, yisheish anatsi. So then, 72 shamini. And then, there are two putes in every shaman. So in there is 144 kufen gaun putes. How come divided by 24 teams of Shisha Bechol Chile? Harei Sheish Putes Lisa Shueach of Mechol Dalad Medina. Alright. So he said, Abaye said, in other words, Rav Dime calls with Tanekame and Robin a calls with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Bring the Marum of Tanekame, the Robin Yoma, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omale. Så Rabbine sagde, begge du ven Robin afleder for det kamp. Det tror vi også er kort ved den kamp. But how is it that, that he says it's echot the shisha b'isar in Audi? So, because loikash hod aiker isure hod zul isure hod aiker isure kum esrim v'arba bizuze hod izol kum tlotin utrein bizuze tlotin utrein bizuze nadarash But the Yisorin came cheaper. And then, originally, the rate of exchange was the regular rate. In other words, 24 Yisorin for dinner. But then, Robin, in the days of Robin, so the Yisorin were huzlu. And the rate of exchange became not 24 isorim l'dinar, but 32 isorim in a dinar. V'nimtze sh'aputo sh'ilut kapsal di. So, udmeir l'rab simoye. So, v'ad rob lachis v'apir isorim u'zulom n'shleshishtan l'dinar v'meir. U'leilom kupsal di beis putit v'dinar. Hashem, but since the May Robin, so the rate of exchange was 32 isorim for each dinar, so melee, so when you divide 192 by 6, I mean, so when you divide by 32, so you get 6. So, because, and you can check it, if you multiply 32 by 6, so you get 192. So that means that the value of the prute is constant. We may rab simoye, hoyo yisorin yikorin kemishpotom, chobdala lidina, vinimtze sha prute shikufza lipeis lidina, hoyso echot bishmeino b'isa. Now, so what is the tamsis, the gist of this whole sugi? That the value of the prute is count is fixed. It doesn't vary. The value of the prute does not vary. The value of the prute does not vary. Now the question is, so what is the value of the prute? It's echot mishmeino b'nisarayon. But today, but today it's a child because we don't have the current. So how can we determine the value of the prophet? So on this point there is a basic machlokes chain. Davin Lui, the beginning of Hilchas Gushi, discusses it in great length. You have Davin Lui. It's called a great length. So the Rambam says in so many words that the prute is the value is chotzi is the mishkan of chotzi seor. So from the Rambam it's mashma the mishnah says b'kesef the mishnah says b'prute u'bishavet prute. So the question is, what is prute and what is shabbat? So according to the Rambam, prute means a piece of metal, a bullion of silver that has the weight of half a sail, whether it is used as a medium of exchange or not, is not important. So the kesef consists in the matres of kesef, a bullion of silver, a billion of silver. And the porter means a small piece of silver that has the weight of a choti sail. And what is shovi kesef according to the Rambam? Shovi kesef according to the Rambam means something that is worth, let's say you have a few oranges, you have an orange, and the orange has the same value as the value of a bullion of silver that has the weight of a choti sail. That's shovi. And kesef mamesh, according to the Rambam, is a piece of matres, chtichoshon matres, b'nishkal chotzisel. So in other words, suppose you are mikadosh nishon with a piece of silver that has the weight only a third of a sail, but it just happened because of inflation, so this tiny piece of silver is worth a lot of money. According to Rambam, should not be precious, because kesef by definition means a piece of metal that has the silver is cheap or silver is expensive, it does not make any difference. So if you are mekadosh nishon with a piece of silver, you have to make sure that it has the weight of the chotzi seor. And even if it does not have the weight of the chotzi seor, even if it's worth a lot, so then she's not foolish. But if you are mekadosh, if you mekadosh nishon with shove kesef, then you have to determine whether that shove kesef, let's say the orange or whatever it is, has the worth of a piece of silver that has the weight of a chotzi. I mean, that is according from the Ritva. The Ritva here, if you look at the Ritva, the Bishop Ritva, and how it's again, the Bishop of Ispa, and Zayed Mor, Tafidal, Masnis in the Kesef, it's page 10, the first column. So, Masnis in the Kesef, Bishamayim in the Dina of Bishop of Dina, Ubisil Eim in the Putter Bishop of Dina, Gemara mifores be mai kude. U bidinu de lo yahavu le bisila le nisa be pute. So, bisila le ginnate to say be pute le shabu pute. Do be kro kesef ksi. U spil le bisila en pute is shabu chajes. It's not of silver altogether. So, usil, usil, the rafkes mame, shalomome, the haini shalomote. So, in other words, according to Misilel, you see, that, so, pute is the is mame, pute is the shio of mame. You don't mean silver. When you say keset, typically from the airplane, so keset is to be understood in the sense of mame, of money. Of money. You have kesef mamishal, mome in the haimishal pute. So actually, the chim de chayim, pute atzmo, shishon chayches, haimishove pute atzmo. The lav kesef, you see. The lav kesef. In other words, according to the Rambam, so if somebody will be in Kaddish and Isha, with a bullion of silver that has the weight of the chotzeh, so then we don't care about the word. Even if silver is very cheap, even if silver became very cheap, so still should be mukadashis. Because keset means, according to the Rambam, means choti seiro, a piece of metal. The weight, it has the weight of a choti seiro. What is worth doesn't matter. Whether you can buy with that, let's say, 10 dozen oranges, or you can buy with that one orange. Or even if you can buy even one orange with that piece of metal. So she did the dashes. Mashiach, according to the ritual, Rute, according to the Silel, is not silver. The essential thing, not silver. According to the Rambam, it's silver. Two putas of copper, but it has to have the value. So the puta madbeye is shometres. You see, according to the Rambam, because the shio of puta essentially is a shio of silver. In other words, a piece of silver, the weight of chotisel. And any mabeya that has the value of a piece of silver that has the weight of chotisero is also kesef. So that shove kesef. And kesef does not consist in mabeya of silver. But kesef consists in a bullion of silver. In the way that's according to the Rambam, according to the ritual. So it's the other way around. He says, "V'chein, so usvil b'sil the last kesef mamish al mamei dain shabek po." So kesef means mamei. In other words, it means how much mamei that is worth a put. So how can we determine today, according to the ritual? There is no way of determining the shio of pute today. Because how do we know? Because pute means the value of the pute. So when the pute was current, alright, so we knew exactly the value of the pute. But today, it's impossible to determine the value of the pute. That's the reason as to why the Sma in Simon Piches in Cheshmishke says that today is Manazeh, so we don't know. I mean, we have different purchasing power. I mean, it's not the same as the time of Matan Torah. So, Mele, one cannot be Kaddish in the Pute unless, so he has to use much more than the Pute. But he has to use so much that he'll be able to buy with it substantial food. essential food. I told you the story yesterday of Misha Panshin, he got married. He couldn't get the tapas, so he had to give Rabbi Feinstein, when he was in Kavisha, 2 rubles coins. Because 2 rubles, so you could, in those days, you could buy a lot of food, enough food to be used for one meal, you see. Because this is what the Sma says, in Rish Mishpe, in Simen Biches, that today you have to use, we don't know yet, no way of determining, you see, according to the Sma wouldn't say it according to the Rambam Shite, according to the Rambam Shite, because according to the Rambam Shite, so Kesef Pute consists in a bullion of silver. So all we have to do is to buy a bullion of silver, the weight of about a sale, and then we don't care how much it's worth. Whether you can buy with it 100 pounds of flour, or you can buy with it 1/10 of a pound of flour, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it is a piece of matres, of kesef, of silver, that has the weight of the hot sale, so that's important. That's important. And you know, if you want to be kaddish with something else, so then you'll have to determine that it has the same value as the value of a piece of silver that has the weight of a hot sale. But according to the thought that kesef putin's money does not consist in a piece of silver. So how much money? In other words, as much that is worth a putin. So how do we know how much is worth a putin? Bismamakto. We know, we have the record. Some melee, in order to be sure, it has to be so substantial that you will be able to buy with it substantial food to be used for a meal. So then it is certain has the word of the positive Ramadan. But that's the shite of the Litva. He says, the Haide Diktone Bisham Ayim and Bihinea to his Sagi Vladoch, he would become the Kesper of the Silver. Now, the Abin Louis discusses that. Now, Simon Chobdai is the first Simon here that we will be back. Simon Chobdai. So he discusses the Machloekes Rishonim. The Machloekes Rishonim. So I think that the reason is why the Sma says in Simon Piches and Mishmishke that it has to be so substantial today that you can buy substantial food with it. I don't think that according to the ritual we can be sure that, let's say, even a dime is a food. Because with a dime today, I don't know how much can you buy with a dime. Like a dollar, I think, would certainly be a food according to the Sma. So, when the Sma says that it has to have a substantial purchasing power, so it's not like Rashi is saying in the Shammai, because since in Tzureh there was no silver coin, there was no copper coin, some melee has to be a dinar, it has a dinar, so it has to be, so the Torah was marked on Momin Kosher, So there, the Torah was really mocking the Talmud Chacham. But what the Sefer says is not that according to the Sila, so Pote means Talmud Chacham. No. According to the Sila, Pote doesn't mean Talmud Chacham. But we have no other way of being sure that it has the value of the Pote. Unless it has substantial purchasing power, so then we can be sure that this Mama Pitor, it had the word, the Shabbos. Alright, now.
By the Rosh Hashiva Chof Beis Yerei Tov Shemem Hei, May 12, 1985, on Sunday.
But maybe it is worth it for
מנורת הזוי קש הובי דושי ודאי הובי דושי סופי In other words, the Mishnah says, in order to be in the Eshet Bivadai, so then it must be worth a pute right here. Then she gives me Bivadai, and then if Ruben was Mikadosh and Isha, with something that is definitely worth a pute here, then Shimon is Mikadosh her, and she's Mikadosh Dushan from Shimon, so she tells to obey. And she doesn't really get function. But if it's not worth it for her, so then she's not Mikadosh Svara. Because Svara. But the subject, she is Mikadosh. In case she is Mikadosh. And she is Poshto Yodo, the people of Dushin, Mishimen. So then she is not allowed to live with Shimen unless. Or Ruben gives her a get first. Alright. Bimodai Kilema Bimokim Shemorim Mitsuim. Shemorim Mitsuim. Now Rashi also was bothered by the same difficulty. Bada the Goro. Why Modai? So he says, Rashi says, because in Modai there is, I mean, it's a little different than the Goro. The Goro says, because in Modai there was a surplus of gold, an excess of gold. So Mele that made the articles of food more expensive. Not just steaks, but any food out. Because gold was cheap. And he says, Rashi says, no, because in Modai there was a scarcity, there was a shortage of dates. Now, so of course, that's law in economics. So if there is less of a supply, so then the price is higher. The price is higher. But now the boss of Lema came, ain't she or Likdushin? I mean, you see, Rashi explained. But what's the Kasha of the Mora? The Mishnah mentions the she of Dushin. The she of Dushin is Pute. And Shmuel doesn't deny the fact that less than a Pute is in Kodeshes. Shmuel says, normally, if the Kodeshes maybe tell the she of Pute. So what's the Kasha? But so Hashem says, true, the kashya is. So what relevance is the shiur of food? On a practical level, it's not relevant. And to say that the Mishnah is just mentioning it on a theoretical level without any practical significance is not the subject. Hope to Shabbat. Yes, the Shabbat came. Have a Gusha Badai. You have a teacher who came with us for the shame. The Mitzvichogen, the shame. The Mini Shabbat came. Gusha Badai, the Abu Bakr, the shame. Have a Gusha Sofi. Have a Mitzvah. I have a very good. From the vision. The Hashim and Shem Shabbat put be more time. The Shiva Anna, the Asayu. Hey, you should שמעכה שכניש בפרוד המוקיימון עם גימגום בדבר and then if שימן is מקדשה and she accepts the Grishin so she can live with obey even if שימן she doesn't need to get from שימן because שימן is Grishin is not Grishin alright הרוק עברי the Hagdish בזבונה the Adur, HaKudosh Baruch Hu, the age of Kap, Yosef Rapsime Bachie, Kamei Ra, Vikomayim Bo, Yiz Vishavu Purute A, Yilolo, whether that package of Kap had Vishavu Purute or not. So what purpose was the shumah? In other words, they made the shumah, he made the shumah. In case it turns out that it's definitely worth it, put it, then we'll know she's in the rest of the. And if somebody's in Kadishah and she accepts it, so she can continue living with the first one without it getting a get from the second one. Ha'u gavre de'avdi be'avdi be'kuchle with the marble stone. So, Yosef Abchizde become Yishayale is Bishabet Putei V'loi loi. The Rebbe should put away V'omar Shmuel Chai Shinon. So, Abchizde is Samuel Nishmuel. Now the question is, why couldn't we say here that Abchizde was Yishayale in order to determine whether there is Zushin Vavai? So this is discussion. She says, "Hochel motzli shmuel b'mishas hochel b'yom." Mishum imayla shikicha ochim. Achakein b'pute. Voye bor afchizel afki ad b'shevishi. Kikom al afto kinoch. Das ot abashe. Vi ad oma. Achakein b'sofi kade. Im kim zo ochlema. Adi tzriho tefin rishin. Im kim ki asuro. Mishum dhavi b'shas hochel. Yosef Rafchizde. The command is the more after the teacher be put it. Nusra, go off in the teacher be put it. And apparently, this they said that Gershon Rash, Arake. Omar Leime, so his mother said to him, Wahu Yeime, the teacher boy, Omar Leime. So his mother said to him, so to Rav Chizde, Baru Yimei, the kitchen day, have a wish of it. You are making an appraisal now, you are making an assessment now, and you determine it's not worth the project. So, but on that day, now it's not worth the project. Because the Abu Bikuch cheapened it. But the day before yesterday, let's say when it happened, so then it was worth it for them. On my law, so he said to her, "Lafki, lafkol kinoch, the asal to abaslo." So in other words, you are not capable to. Aser Abaslo, in other words, the brother, the second one was the Kaddish. Because if it was worth it, put it, let's say at the time of the Dushin, so she is the wife of the first one. So the brother's Dushin is no Dushin. No Dushin. If the first one will give her a get, she will not be able to live with the brother. Because Pusha Sohi is a Surah, it's in Sakoras. She's dark. Love to know the asset love us. Love, Haile, the who is, be said to the creator. And you say, terrific story. Who is, be said to the creator. So, the who is, the wife of the creator, have you tell it? It's all difficult to understand, but it happened. So she had great labor pains. So she didn't want to remain married because the pain was very intense. Omur Alei. So she said to her husband, to her priya, Omur Alei, my mother told me, Kibel be'avuch dushe kizutras. When you were a little girl, so your father, mother's husband, so was recovering vision from someone. And the father either Isaac can be the Tabu of Dushi for the Bitiktana. So in other words, she's in Kodeshes to a Mr. X, some melee to Dushin by her career later on when she was a Gdeloi, Bethes, when I think this, she was in Ishishish. Terrible story. So Amalo, so the Priya said to her, Lavko Kinei Nimoch, the Asad Lochaloi. In other words, your mother has no nemonis. Your mother has no nemonis. Amale Rabbonon Rabfide. In other words, because they don't want to be able to talk to each night, so it requires a mother and me. She's both, she's able and she's a woman, so it's not to eat kosher. And it requires a treatise, even in, and the dechot kosher would not be them. Amalei Rabbonon Rav Chisda Amalei Hoi Kesad Viyidi Viyade Vibayei Mehar Beishove Proten. So Rabbonon said to Rav Chisda, but the Amalei in Yiddish, Yiddish is the name of a cow, and they know, they can testify that what the mother said is true, that it was worth it for you. It was worth it for you. So Chizda said, Hashemiel Nisnei Kamon. You see, they are Eidim, but Eidim are not the first. Now what does it mean? They met me first, you know they are aging, so they don't have to stay with us all the time. So Pesach says, it's not that we know definitely they are aging. There was a rumor certainly that they are aging. But whether it's true or not, you know. Usually a rumor, you know, is not true, you know, a rumor. All kinds of rumors circulating all the time. So melee, we are not Christ. Love Haine, the Rabchanine, Yomar Rabchanine, Idias Bitzad Eston, Eston means in Sofen, the Dorset. What's the more that's more in Suez? The daughters of Shmuel were captured. Now, Ishmael is a Suez. The Rabbo, not with the ice. Because with the Raise, when is a woman considered Zayne, who come and testify, they saw that this Shmuel was raped by the captors. But otherwise, if they just testified, they saw that the captors captured a certain woman, even though, I mean, they are hushed, of course, the captors. I'm raping Nes Yisrael, but Malkina Yichu, they need to know you. They need to know you. So, but with the Rabbanon, because the captors have, you know, the legal right, you know, to do whatever they want, Nes Yisrael, I have to. By them, some melee, we are chishish, and it's more than being chishish. With the Rabbono level, so she's can be cheskas melee. And the Raisa level, she's vadai loinit here, because Malkina Yehud, Venezuela Yehud. But on the Rabbono level, she's the cheskas melee. The cheskas melee. The cheskas melee. Some melee. So here, the place of So if a woman was a shliach, even if the woman herself says, but I wasn't right, Taylor, she's not momentous. Because on the rabbinical level, a shliach is the cheskas shliach. But suppose a woman comes to Bezalel and says, a year ago I was kept there by certain shabbos, but I remain pale. So then I pray she eat that because she has a year. She didn't have to tell Bezalel that she was kept there. So she's no mess. Here, the boundary is Shmuel lo shtabo. And then, $2. So then they came to the Bismarck of Kamiya and they left the captors outside this marriage. They came into this marriage of Kamiya. And one daughter said, Nishbeisi or Tehrani. And then the second daughter said, Nishbeisi or Tehrani. And Kamiya passed him that they are Mutor and Nikuna. So the Chachomim asked of Kamiya, but they are even with Dinah Sayyam. Dinah Sayyam does not necessarily mean overseas. It means in another country. So that who saw that they were captured, and once they are even Shemish days, then the woman is not the menace to say Taiwan because she has no media. So Rabbanina said they are even Dinah Sayyam. But we don't have David before us, so there too. What does it mean? Not what they knew definitely who are in Islam. There was a woman circulating there in Islam, but it wasn't established. It wasn't established. Some melee, we are not chishish for such a call. So here too, even though there is a woman that they are aiding. They are aiding in Yiddish, namely a certain town, that it was worth to show protect this marble stone. So, but we don't know whether they are aiding. So maybe we don't have the Chesh. It also means in Tzok, that means in Boga. That's why it's called the Minasiyah, even though it wasn't always. So, in fact, as some people say, Abai the Rote is still on the earth. So, Abai the Rote are killing the earth. And Abai the Rote say, in this case, we have to be Chayshish. Maybe it was worshipful. And even though they're not Chayin Kant of Chayinism, there's a difference between Shvuyo and this case of Mishnah. In Kayin Bishvuyo, in Navu Napshei, Gabi Shavoye, Nato Bishishish. Now let's see the whole Rashi. Lav Ayin Yuhus, Apkide Komolo, Tzalei Deisho, so you learn a statement. Why did she have so much pain? Every woman had his birth, I mean. And here, apparently, there was such an abundance of travail, of pain. Why? He says, because she had twins twice. The wife of Rabchie had twins twice. And both were very painful cases. So if you let us stay in the Omar, Yehuda Becheskiye, Ach, Yehuda Becheskiye, the sons of Abchiye were three brothers. Pazit Bikabe, and that were daughters, also twin sisters, twin daughters, that she gave birth to, were also twins. Now, as far as Yehuda Becheskiye is, so something very remarkable happened. In the annals of medical history, I think I read once, there was another case the doctors had in the annals of medical history, another case like that. It was usually when you have twins, so the difference in age is a question of minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes of an hour. That's a lot. But here, there was a difference in almost 2 months. Never happened. In the annals of medical history, I read once in a certain journal. So there is such a record, not of 2 months, but of many, many days, not 2 months. Here, the difference between Rude and Cheskiel was almost a month. In other words, one was a Ben Shivo and one was a Ben Tisha. One was a Ben Shivo, in other words, they were not identical twins. So, an unidentical twin. So one can be a Ben Shivo and one can be a Ben Tisha. So naturally, she suffered a lot of pain. I mean, for 2 months she was in inconceivable travail. And then, the other twin of the two daughters, also there was a big difference in age. So she suffered a lot of pain. So now she gave birth again. So she was so knocked out from the previous birth. So Mele, she wanted that her husband, Rav Chiye, should divorce her. And even Mita Salzari, I mean, I'm sure that she was a good woman, but you know, even Mita Salzari, she was knocked out with the pain. Imagine, I mean, 2 months being in labor, I mean, it's a terrible thing, you know. So that's why she wanted to be divorced by Rav Chiye. I go up to the stand where I train is the king's mother. When boy, because Rav Chanina was not Israel, and they in war in Bobel, that's talk about Israel. We talk in the Pesach Haro, that's Bobel. When boy, we need to also be clear. By the water, we still have to let you and should be Kesabi Yiddes, so then we should be also. But they agree with Rav Chanina that they're she couldn't be a soul. Why? Latin should be Kisabi. My soul, why? Because there is a difference. In it will be Shui or the Nabo Napshei, Kabishaboye, Mekil be Shishis. Now there's another verse in the Gemara. In Mekil be Shui, not in Nabo Napshei, Kabishaboye. But in Mekil be Shui, Mekil be Shishis. Shui is only a Nisea, and Nisea, La, Zene, okay? But she's so much more humble. This is rejected here. Yes, because we are not machmir in Nisa Mise, Nisa Chorus, Nisa Mise, more than Nisa Lav. But this is accepts the Gilsa that we have in our text. In the King Bishwir, the Navar Nafsho Gabishaboy. Because in Basis Oil, the average Basis Oil, Nadavke Bnei Shmuel. What comes? But the average bus is for her. So he's not enough for Yamashaboya. She does not want Chatzis Shalom to become contaminated by the Shaboya. So Mele, when the Shaboya try to capture her, they deliberately make themselves repulsive to the Shaboya, so that the Shaboya should not keep them, you know. Because so they know how to make themselves repulsive in the eyes of the Shaboya without, you know, fist fight. They make themselves repulsive to the Shaboya. So some Mele, so the fact that the Basi soil, the average Basi soil, does everything in her power to escalate her repulsiveness in the eyes of the Shaboye, so that creates a reason in the call. Sure, there is a call that there is a being who testified that she was captured and she was kept by the killer, but because there is this irregularity of law, that this call is not a correct call, because the average Bas Yisrael doesn't allow herself to be captured. Now, without recourse to fighting, she makes herself repulsive in the eyes of the Shabbat. In the eyes of the Shabbat. Ishtaira mahi mishpocha bisur. So from that mishpocha now, so what happened? I mean, then the second one was in Kalisha, and Rav Chisde did not answer her on the second. The second one, according to one deals in Ashi, was the brother of the first one. So Mele even yet wouldn't have been effective. So Rav Chisde was not Chisde. Maybe it was Shabbat Pote. So Mele asked him that she can live as the wife of the second one, the father, and then their children, and they raised the whole mishpocha. So a number of the rabbonim hesitated to marry from the mishpocha, because if it was Shabbat Pote, then she was an elbow to the father. Because of the Shishach, I mean, even if the first one is given her a get, she still would remain an elbow. So the children were mamzer. So because of that, the Rabbanon hesitated to marry from the Tishbach. In other words, because they did not agree with Rav Chisde. Not because they agreed with Shmuel's deed, maybe it was worth it putting. So without the call that it was worth it putting in this place on the day of the Kishon, so then we have the Kishon. Maybe not I will worth it, but here because of the rumor of the call that the Goraini, who were able to testify that on that day of the Gushni it was worth putting in that particular city in Suez. My English portion is Lachal Yoga. He loved me, showing this mirror. Now the text says, "Boyike sabi b'ides." You see, the text says, "Boyike sabi b'ides." You don't have to go over on this question, either soon, it's not important. When you can save the words, any forge in Echos, you shall need to save. You can hear me was off, you will only tell me. But I'm a record forge, we can save the Yadu by each side of the Shabbat. If she did not have a whole Achmila, I will never leave the forge.